ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Netagetzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are Baruch Hashem nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Loimdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Daf Chav Zayin. Welcome back, everyone. Myra starts off with explaining the two mashmois of the word tachas. Sometimes tachas is lishna de'atfusei, sometimes it's lishna de'achule. If I bought them in sukim, Tachter Yamen Abaheres, Tachas and Choshes of Yizav. There's two different mashmoyos. Therefore, by Kachem Yisbeach, it means Loshen Atfasa of Tzmura, and by Kachem Berekabayis, it means Loshen of Chilu. It's before in the Sugya. So Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Amud, that Kazu can mean both. Tilka Choy with Arbayu Mashma, Loy Masra Kazu of Elo Lechachomim, Diyadi Lameymar, Hecha Avi Tachas Atfusei, Pecha Avi Chilu. The Torah gave over to Chachamim to decide when it's Lashon of Atfasa and when it's Lashon of Chilu. So the Goyim HaGoyis Agra says, Lo Yacholt Yudah Holmo. I don't know what Rashi is talking about, the Masra and the Kosov of the Chachamim. Tzorech Leimar, the Mistoma Daito Shel Adam, a Lashon HaMoyel. The Chor of the Kavan of the Gemara is that the person Mistoma thinks that a way that will work, if it works, if by Berek Abayis he's thinking that it should be Chil, and by Kachem Mizbeach, he's thinking that it should be Tzmura. I know the word is bothered by Rashi. Why do we need a Masr Nakasav L'Chachomet? You don't need a Masr Nakasav L'Chachomet. It's only what the person wants. It can mean either way. It's only whatever he wants. Why do we have to, why did Chazal have to tell us what the words mean? We find this concept of the Masr Nakasav L'Chachomet in a few places in the Rishonim. The Mashal by Melechas Chol HaMoed. So Rishonim hold that it's the Araisa. The Torah doesn't give us the column of what's the Raisa and what's the Rabbanu, of what's the Raisa. And it's Masr Nakasav L'Chachomim to decide which things are the Raisa. To understand when the Torah is vague and needs explanation, the Torah let it up to the Chachom to decide. That's what happens over here. All right, it can mean two things. It's totally whatever you mean, whatever you want it to mean. That's what it means. So Ezra, we could say a little of Yishuv Ezra of Das Rashi that we find in Nedarim, Nazir, in all these places, Shavuos, there's a very big chashivus to Lashon. What does a Lashon mean? So Sukkot is about Kinuyim. Kinuyim is Lashon Sharumais, Lashon Meshubash. The Chazal had to give it, or the Torah had to give it a chashivus of a Lashon. And then everything has a Torah's Lashon. So even though you mean a Neder, you mean to be Mekabel Nazirus. But if the Lashon doesn't mean that, then it doesn't work. So Tzitzchak the Rashi holds that by Tzmura, Tzmura is also Medinei Nedarim. The person's Makdash Behema as a Tzmura. It's planted the parish of Nedarim, Vito Yisvazayim, in order for Tzmura to work. So if the Lashon itself is not Mukhrach to mean Tzmura, then it won't be a Lashon of Tzmura. If the Lashon can mean either Tzmura or Chilul, and it's up to you to decide what you mean, so even if you mean Tzmura, but it's not going to work, because the Lashon itself isn't a Lashon of Tzmura. It could also be a Lashon of Chilu. Therefore, we need a Masr Nakasav L'Chachomim. At the Torah said, what's the Lashon? We find two psukim for what the Lashon of Tzmura is, of Tachas is. Sometimes Tachas is a Lashon of Tzmura, sometimes Tachas is a Lashon of Chilu. So what's the Lashon? Which one is it? So because it has two mashmais in the Torah, so the Torah gave it up to Chazal that sometimes the Lashon is a Lashon of Tzmura, sometimes it's a Lashon of Chilu. And the Lashon itself is different in different places. And when you're dogging like Kachem Mizbeach and you say the word Tachas is misparished to mean, here it's only a Lashon of Tzmura. It's 100% a Lashon of Tzmura. And that's why the Tzmura can be Chal. Without that, the Tzmura would not be Chal. If it would have too much voice and you meant for one, then it would not be Chal. So you need a Masr Nakasav L'Chachomim to touch up that here, this is Taka, a Lashon of Tzmura and not of Chilu. After the Yishuv and Das Rashi. Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says, Rav Ashi makes a chiluk that even if a kachim is beach, and even by a bal mumum kachim is beach, we can sometimes have it being a lashon of chilul and sometimes a lashon of atfasa. If yada is a kodesh, then it's chilul. If yada is a chol, then it's tvura. Rav Ashi is, where did he come from? You need your hand? You need your hand to be mechalal or to do tmura? We never found that tmura needed a hand, the chil needed a hand. And miser nafkamina, where your hand is, say whether it's tmura or whether it's chil. So the Dvar Avram, in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes Vav, Sifkatan Vav, explains Yisrael as a Rav Ashi, that it's more here, a Yisrael is like a chiluk in tmura and chilul. Says the Dvar Avram, the chilul kachim berek abayis eino oisa bekesef achilul klum. Or to lemer she'eino makdash is a kesef. Bechtei she'eit hektish l'chul in tachtov. The person is doing chilul, he's not doing anything to the money of chulin. That's what King Lai left on the side. What he's doing is adarab, who rak moitis a hektish l'chulin. Tzeloh shun chilul. Shemichalel as a hektish. Kaloimar she'oiseyu chulin. Iker pool of chilul is you're being making the hektish chulin. That's the act the person is doing. Umasha kesev achulin nitfas behektish ain't any korech diburu shel machala. Shemini makdishay klal el me'atzma hu kodesh mishum shenisreg nekdush olav. It's true at the end of the day the chulin becomes kodesh, but that's not what you're doing. That happens in the neila. You're taking all the kedusha of the hektish and you're getting it off of the hektish. So what do you do with it? It doesn't fly in the air, and you don't throw it in the garbage. Where it happens to that kedusha? You have to put it somewhere. You put that kedusha on a chavis of chulin, and maybe the chulin is this kaddish, but it's not an act of being makdish the chulin. It's an act of being mechalel the kedusha of the hektish. Just it goes onto this object of chulin. Therefore, it's yada yizak kodesh. Your hand describes where you're acting. Your hand is always the place where a person acts. Here, unless you're acting in your words, but your hand symbolizes in what thing you're acting on. What are you doing life on? Where are you being poyel? So when you put your hand on the kodesh, it means you're doing something to the kodesh. You're being mechal of the kodesh. So it's an asi that's on the kodesh. That's why your hand's on the kodesh. Mashengen by Tzimura says it Dvar Avram. Kula hepich. Ain't hilas maasei lohoiti the hektish lochulim. You're not doing something to be mighty the hektish lochulim. El adarab, makdishu behema acheres, ma'ayma she behema zu, she mukdeshes achshav al yodoy, tehei tachas the hektish. Umeil teitzi arishon lochulim. Really what you're doing is you're being makdish, the behema of chulim, you're saying this is a korban. My point in doing that is that the korban should go out lechulim. That's what I have in mind. But the act that I'm doing is an act of being makdish this as a karma. That's why you put your hand on the chulin. Because you're coming to do is to make the chulin into kodesh. That's ikra is being done in the name of chulin. So it's true that both tamura and chilo normally do not need hands. It can be done without hands. When you say a lashon, that can mean either tamura or chilo. So the way we define the lashon is based on your hand. Your hand is showing what you're acting on. If your hand is on the kodesh and you're acting on that being baitzid l'chul and that's chilu. If your hand is on the choil and you're being makdish that instead of the karban. That's called tamura. That's the Yisrael Dvar Avram. It's Yisrael in both what chilu is and what tamura is. It's based on the Gemara by us. However, there's a tzayin kachim that Zohar says not this way. The tzayin kachim and aftesam and aleph. When you're trying to taste this there. It says there are two mahalchim in tamura. Tmura has one mahalach which is called Tikone Zu Vetei Zu. And the Behemas Chulin becomes Kodesh. And in the mail of the Behemas Kodesh, you want it to go out. There's another mahalach by Tmura called Tei Zu Vetikone Zu. The Kodesh is going out to Chulin. And instead of that, the Chulin is going in. The Behemas Chulin is going in. So if there is such a mahalach that the Kodesh goes out and the Chulin goes in. So why in our sugya when beyodai akodesh do we say that it's chilu? Why do we not say that it's tamura? It could also mean tamura lefi the same kodesh. So what you have to say is that because here it could mean chilu, and there's an itzer to do tamura, and by chilu there's no itzer. And if you wanted to do tzmuro, you could have put your hand on the chulit. So because of all of these factors, it's more misparish to be a lashon of chilul than it is to be that of tzmuro. Even though, like we said, it's on mukhrach, it could be a lashon of tzmuro. If I turn the Gemara brings the sofik of Abaye, numerous sofikos of Abaye. Two behemoths, three behemoths, four behemoths. So the second sofik of Abaye, and you have two behemoths of Kodesh, one is a tam and one is a balmum. And you have two behemoths of chulit, one is a tam and one is a balmum. Do we say that the Kodesh is connected to the Kodesh la fusei, and the balmum is connected to the balmum la chulei, or no, both of them are tzmura? That's sofik of the Gemara. So a few points about this sofik of Abaye. Rashi, firstly, Rashi asks that even though it's tmim takas tmim and balas mum takas balas mum, maybe also the balas mum and the balas mum is latfusei. How do we know that that's lachule? Says Rashi that rabbi rad does not make tmura. If balas mum takas balas mum, it cannot be tmura. It has to be chilu. That's the teretz of Rashi. So Taisus asks that on daftes, we're not this way. And even Rabbi Rab makes tumura. And later Rashi himself on Daftes explains, even Rabbi Rab makes tumura. And also Rashi Allah Torah writes that Rabbi Rab makes tumura. And here yet Rashi holds that Rabbi Rab is no tumura. So the Netziv here explains that told the Machlekes Abaye of Rava earlier on Daftes, had learned of the Tzukim, that Rashi held, that told the Machlekes, whether Rabbi Rab makes tumura. Kuponim, that's the Mahalach of Rashi to explain that Rab Rad Znamik Tzmura. But Derech Agav, you see from this Rashi, Yesoid, not that Tzmura is Chalan Abalmum. One can understand, this is L'chor L'mashmois, the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Mem Tes, the reason that Tzmura is Chalan Abalmum, even though Kedusha Saguf normally is not Chalan Abalmum, is because Tzmura is a Hemshech of the Kedusha of the first Korba. Just like a carbon that's already Kaddish, and then it becomes a Balmum, so the Kedusha is not Paka. So too, on a Tzmura, even though now you're L'chatchili remakdish the Tzmura, but because the Kedusha is Nimshach from the original carbon, so it's not a Tchilas Kedusha, that's why it could be Chalan a Balmum. If that were to be the case, then the Chardish should not be any Chiluk, whether you're doing Toybira or Rabira. Either case, Kedusha's Tzmura is Chalan a Balmum. Before in Rashi, that tzmura is chalan abalmu is the din the maisa tzmura. The maisa tzmura has a koyach to be meichel kedusha even on abalmu. For some reason, it's more chomer than a maisa of tchilas hektish. Tchilas hektish cannot do that, but tzmura can do that. So the meila tell you which maisa tzmura you did. Rashi else kafida drosh the psukim. The pasuk has only said by toivira. Rabbi, we don't have a pasuk that tells us this chiddush that you could do tzmura and the kedusha will be chal on abalmu. Upon him, that's the sort of Rashi. By us, the Rashi holds that Rabbi does not make tzmura. Taisus argues on Rashi. Taisus holds that Rabbi can make tzmura. But in the Gemara, we see that if it's bamum bamum, so it's not tzmura. Says Taisus, because it's not mistaber that it's tzmura. I mean, what are you going to be marviach by doing it? Even the new carbon is a bamum. So mistam, you don't mean to do a tzmura. That's why we explain it to be a chilu. That's the Taisus learns the Gemara. The Gro and Agoyis Agro in Ois Beis says Rashi and Taisus are both nidchak in explaining the Gemara. The Goyin says a mahalach without a doichak, he changes the girsa. That if it's bamum bamum, then it's a vada tzmura. When it's bamum on the tmima, then efsher, then you mean to be mecha to be mechalel, because now you're having a good carbon instead of the bamum. It's a tmima, you can be makar of it. Then you mean to be mechalel. But Balmum and Balmum, says the Goyin, what do you mean Marviach? Maybe Mechal Balmum and Balmum. It's an interesting point. The Taisus also dealt with this issue. What do you mean Marviach? The Taisus spoke about it like Abbe Tzmura. The Taisus says, not Mistab, you mean to be Meimir, because what do you mean Marviach? In the Tzmura. The Goyin says, Mitzab, the Chilu, there's no Harvacha. Therefore, it's better to explain that he meant to say that the Balmum is Mechulo onto the Tzmimon, and he'll be able to makar that as his carb. Another point here, the Gemara is more in the Gemara that if he did tmima and tmima and balmum and balmum, then it's called a teira. But if he does the opposite way, Tmima and Balatmum and Balatmum and Tmima, then it's called Isura. Why is it called Isura? Because there's another Isur of Tmura. Extra Isur of Tmura. That's why it's called Isura. There's an order here that even if he does Balatmum and Balatmum, it's not entirely a heter. Because there's an Isur of Makdash and Balatmum. So it's true that he's not being over the Isur of Tmura, but he's being over the Isur of Makdash and Balatmum. That's why is it called Heter. So here we have to say that even though that's true, that he's being over the Isur of Makdash Balmum, but at least he's not doing Tmura. Alright, either way, whether he's being Matfis the Tmima to the Balatmum, or he's being Machal the Balmum to the Balmum, he's being over the Isur of Makdash Balmum. That's a given. So the only question is when he, what he did with the Balmum, if he put it into onto the other Balmum, and he didn't do it, then he did a Chil and not a Tmura, then he wasn't over the Isra of Tmura. But if he did it on the Tmima, then he was over the Isra of Tmura. So it's considered Hetera in relation to the other possibility. The other possibility is that he's doing a full Isser. In this way, he's doing Hetera. That's what when I say, that's found in the Shurma from David Soloveitchik. That's what he learns. However, it's not so pashut. In Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Peheis, of Katan Ches, says in Minchas Chinuch, that if you do Tmura onto a Balmum, you're only over the Isser of Tmura, and you're not over the Isser of the Makdash of Balmum. That's a fascinating chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says it's a portion of the Gemara of Zayin. It's not clear what his raya is. It's l'chor and mafurish n'gmara, the opposite. That there is yen iser. Al-Kopanim, be that as it may, the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch is that when one is does tamura onto a Baal Mum, he's not over the iser of Makdash Baal Mum. In Cain, the Gemara is very shverim sha in cheshbin. If you're doing tamima and tamima and balas mum and balas mum, then by the tamima and the tamima you're being over the iser of tamura. And balas mum and balas mum you're being over the iser of Makdash Baal Mum. But, so either way you have one Isser. If you do it the other way, Tamima and the Baal HaTamura, the Baal HaTamura and the Tamima, so each one of them is a Tamura. And you get two Isserim of Tamura. But you have no Isser of the Makdash Baal Mum. Because you're doing Tamura onto the Baal HaTamura, and not Chil onto the Baal Mum, so then you avoid the Isser of the Makdash Baal Mum. So in McCain, both cases have two Isserim. One case has two Isserim of Tamura. When you do the crisscross, each one is Isra of Tamura, but there's no Isra of Mei Makdash of Balmum. And if you do Tmima and Tmima and Balathmum, so you have one Isra of Tamura and one Isra of Balmum. So why is one called Hetera, one called Isura? It's a question in Pshat. So my answer, Baruch Hashem, the Minchas Chinuch himself answers the question. The Minchas Chinuch right afterwards, in Sifkot and Tess, says the Minchas Chinuch that even though Rashi and Tesis on the Vovim and Bezer are Mavur, when one is poida balmum onto another balmum, over the isra v'makdash the balmum. But in the Gemara in Tzmura Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, it's mefurish that there's no isra v'makdash the balmum in this case. In our Gemara, it says Minchas Chinuch, we call it hetera. Why is it called hetera? Hari, there's also an isra v'makdash the balmum. Elamai Tzmuchach in our Gemara that when you're poida, it's no isra v'makdash the balmum. V'makdash the balmum is only making new kedusha on the balmum. But you're poida from a korban that has a mum onto another balmum, then there's no isra of the makdash of balmum. All the questions are miyushuf. If there is no isra of being poida from balmum onto another balmum, in that you're not being over the isra of the makdash of balmum, so then that's why it's called that tera. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. But Lameis is connected Rashi Teisa and Davov. Minchas Chinuch himself says he doesn't understand why it should be. Wow, when you're poida from one balmum onto another balmum, now you're still being makdash balmum. Why are you not over the isra being makdash balmum? So rechia. Akoponim, the din is mavur in the Minchas Chinuch holds this way that there's no isra of being makdash balmum when you're poida from one onto another. They let some yoshev arsugim. Now go on in the Gemara, and the Gemara comes to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the carbon that is worth more than the other behemoth that you're pointed onto, so tiyotza l'chulin v'tzorach l'asas l'idamin. So the machlekes Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what does it mean tzorach l'asas l'idamin? Reb Yochanan says only midivrei tzorach l'asas l'idamin. midaraisa, you don't need to do anything. And Rish Lakish says, no, even midaraisa, it's our last to go. So this machlekes rishonim had to learn what does Rish Lakish mean. Midaraisa, it's our last to go. The opinion of Tesis and Bamitziah Daf Nudayim and Aleph is that it goes out to Chulin kineged the amount of that it was worth. Meaning, let's say the car was worth $100, and the behema and the chilul was worth $70. So $70 of the carbon go out to Chulin, but 30 is still kotish because it doesn't have what to mean chal onto it. 170 is the one that's chal on 70. Of the 30 is still kotish. That's the opinion of Tesis and Bamitziah Daf Nudayim. The Ramban there says more than Tesis. No. Everything goes out to Chulin. You owe $30 to Hekdesh. But the whole carbon went out to Chulin. The Ritva learns not this way. Ritva learns that just like by business, Mekach u'memkar, Chosh u'mishpot, when there's more than a shtus, so the whole Mekach is bottle. We don't say that it's chal clear in a certain degree. No, we say the whole thing is bottle. So also by Hekdesh, the whole thing is bottle. If it's not equal, then the whole thing is bottle. The Mishnah says not this way. The Mishnah says that it goes out to Chulin, the Tzarech Las Loidam. Says the Ritva. The Mishnah means the Tzarech Las Loidam Mechatchila. You have to make sure that before you do your opinion, that the Peimas Chulin is worth as much as the carbon. And only in that case is it Yotzi L'Chulin. But if it's not worth the same, then it does not go out to Chulin. So the Ritva asks, why did the Mishnah talk in such a funny way? Why did the Mishnah say that? So the Ritva says that the bigger point of the Mishnah is coming out of Fuke from the Reisha. The Reisha of our Mishnah, we have Lashonis of Tzmura. In those Lashonis, if you try to do a pidyon, it doesn't work, even if it's worth the right amount. So the Mishnah is coming to say that the word of the Seifa is coming to say that when you use the Lashon of Chilul, so you can make a Chilul as long as it's worth the right amount, then you can make a chilul. That's the gevurah of the Mishnah according to the Ritva. One of the mahalach of the Ritva about is dochok in the lashon, but it's easiest in halacha. That's it's the same halacha that you have by Yechoshim Mishpat. You also have over here by hektish. The comment that there's a problem that it's not worth the same amount because Yeshayin al hektish, like the Gemara says, if you're a chizda in pachas midei al chizur, or there's bitzol mekach. All the mahalachim in the Gemara shot in Reish Lakish. But if there's a problem here, so then it's not chal b'chal. But Teis and Raman hold that it is chal. Teis hold that it's chal as much as the chulin was worth, and the Raman hold that it's chal entirely. So why is it different than regular chosh mishpat? So both Teis and Raman explain that there's an umdana that the person doesn't want the mekach b'chal. He doesn't want that it should be chal even to a certain degree, and you pay back the rest of the money later. There's an umdana that he doesn't want that. Mashenkin here by hektish. We're not worried the person's going to run away, and therefore we allow it to be chal, even though you didn't give all the money. Good. But what's the machlekes between them? There's machlekes says in the Ramban, whether it's chal entirely, or whether it's chal only proportionately. What's this machlekes? So, Rabbi Shazalman already in the Urz and the Ramban is Ma'ir and the Ramban. Why is the whole thing chal? We only find this by Hedit, we find that it could be chalk based on what you gave, and then you have to pay back the rest later. But here we didn't find this. Why not? Why should it be any different? So, like this. There is a famous machlekes, the Sma and the Taz, in Chesh Mishpat, Simin Kuf Tzari. When a person buys Bekesef, buy a karka Bekesef, buying a house for $100,000, and you give one pruta. So the Sma says, and really what you're giving is you're giving the value of the land. You don't give a pruta. The Sma says, you give the rest later on. That's okay. Zakavolav b'milve. The rest you're v'choyv to give it, but it's kilo I'm buying the whole thing right now. One pruta I'm giving you, actually, and the rest I'll pay you next year. That's also fine. But together with the pruta and the rest, zakavolav b'milve, then you buy everything. Taz says that you can't buy, the Zorgabal of Amivah doesn't work. You have to give the amount of the value, you have to give everything. How does it work to give a pruta? Says the Taz, that the pruta has nothing to do with the amount of the karaka. It's time to make a kinyan. It's a maisa kinyan. You have kesef and make the maisa kinyan. Taz brings a raya from kiddushin. That kiddushin also is worth a pruta. We don't have from stay Ephraim, kinyan karaka. Kiddushin about it, that's not the value of the isha, it's not a pruta. And yet it makes a kinyan. You see that the shear is not a shear of the value of the object you're buying. Rather, it's just money to make a kinyan. So, back to us. We have a machlokes here, Tosfos in the Ramban, by Pidyon Hekdesh. If it works to give a pruta for the whole thing should be in the schala. So, let's start off with Tosfos. Why should it be different than Choshev Mishpah? We see that a pruta works, and here it doesn't. So if Tosfos holds like this Taz, then it's very understandable. Taz says that there, you're not giving them the value of the object. You're just doing a maisa kinyan. In Cain, that's true by Choshev Mishpat. There is also, you can give things by matana. If you don't really need to pay for things in order to make a kinyan. The seller doesn't want to give it as a matana. He wants to get paid. But the kinyan itself, according to the Taz, is not related to paying for the object. It's just a stama maisa kinyan. So that all works in Choshev Mishpat. But when you come to a Pidyon Hekdesh, Hekdesh has to get its value. Has to get the object, the value of the object that it's giving away. That it won't be in his challah. So that's why Tosfos holds that here it will only be in his challah based on the amount of money that you gave. It will not be in his challah more than that. That would be very clear. Shana says, if Tosfos always holds like the Taz, then we understand that here it's not Shaykh Bechla. And we can say that Melo the Ramban holds like the Sma. That always the vert of giving a down payment is a down payment. It's not that you made a Maisa Kinyan. But it's a chelak of the whole picture. Really, you're paying for the whole everything. So it's by Hekdesh. You're really giving the money for everything. That's where it could work. That could be the machlekes, says the Ramban, the machlekes, the Sma and the Tatz. But I would venture to say that Tzeis could also hold like the Sma. Tzeis could hold like the Sma that always, when you're paying, you're paying the Beis Shivui, the value. And the rest is by Zakov Alav B'Milveh. But that mahalach of zakov alav b'milveh is only going to work by kinyanim. When there's a discussion, when there's two people that come to the negotiation table, and the buyer wants to buy the house, seller wants to sell the house. So we say, listen, I don't have all the money right now. I'll only have it later. So I'll give you a pruta right now, and I'll give you the rest later. And you say, okay, I agree to that. So now we made a deal. By choshev mishpat, always the yisoid of every kinyan is the askama, the agreement between both parties. You need to make a maisa kinyan. So the maisa kinyan is that I'm giving you a down payment now and the rest will come later on. That's the way it works in Choshev Mishpat. But in our Mishnah, a person, he has two behemoths. One of them is a carbon that has a mum. And one of them is another behemoth. And he says, did he talk to anybody? Did he talk to Hekdesh? How can you make a deal with Hekdesh without having a negotiation? When you want to do this type of pidyon, you have to make sure that what you're giving is equal to what you're getting, that both of them are worth the same. If there's no negotiation, so you're just doing a shaveh b'shaveh, so they have to be shaveh b'shaveh. And that doesn't work over here. So Tosfos holds that I can only go out to chulin k'neged what you gave, what the payment of chulin is worth. More than that, cannot go out to chulin. That would be a very clear explanation of what Tosfos holds, that even if Tosfos holds always like the sma, here, we'd agree that the mahalak of the sma that he says in Choshev Mishpat is not going to work by Hekdesh. Maybe I don't really understand Pshat in the Ramban. Why the Ramban argues with himself, but also does not understand Pshat in the Ramban. Why the Ramban holds that also by Hekdesh it works with the mahalak. You give a little and you're kind of everything. That mahalak is only shaykh to Choshev Mishpat. It's not shaykh to Hekdesh b'chal. Tzorach yun b'dat sa Ramban. Now come to the Gemara number days. The Gemara brings the memory of Shmuel. Shmuel says, so this is a very big topic, this topic of chilul of Shmuel. Let's see, come and nekudas about this. Firstly, Tosfos asks a question here. Tosfos Divrei Maschil Loi asks Tosfos from a Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Peiches. It's before that when you're making mechal hektish, you need three people to make a shumer, 10 people to make a shuma, to see how much it's worth. And we're in the Gemara there that it's ma'akev b'di'evit. It's not just l'chatchila, but b'di'evit if you didn't do it with 3 people or 10 people. So it's not b'chulo. How in this case of Shmuel, that's obviously you did not do that. Because you only used a pruta, and things worth a money. People don't make such a big mistake. Obviously you just did this on your own. You know that you donated this diamond ring to Hekdesh, and now you're mechalel it onto a pruta. So a lot of that's not the value. So you need these people to make, to give it the right appraisal in order that it should work. This is the question of Tesis. The Ramban and Rashba and Ritva and Bamatiya Daphne and Zayin also ask this question. They add on another question. They in the Torah it says, Be'erkecha, with your value. When you pay the Hekdesh, it has to be the value of the object. And the Pidyon of Shmuel is entirely unrelated to value b'chlal. That's the question they ask. So just to point something out about the question. All right, the word in the Mishnah, there in Hazav, Hekdesh is no problem of Aino. And that the Rishonim didn't, we don't find the Rishonim asking on that it says Erkecha. So what do we do about Aino? Why did they only ask on the question on Shmuel? The answer is Pashut. That the Mahalach of Eino Eino is when you're trying to make a good deal. Trying to make a straight deal. But it's a little bit off. Really, it's a Shava B'Shava idea. Just instead of giving 100 for 100, you gave 100 for 90. Or 110 for 100. Or 80 for 100. So it's a little bit off, but it's still in the range. That's close to Be'erkecha. Be'erkecha is your value, but the value is subjective. So, like we see in the Gemara, people have to give a shuma. Two people, three people, 100 people giving a shuma. It's subjective a little bit. So you thought it was 100 for 100, really turns out it was 80 for 100. But that could be a kima of Be'erkecha. But when you do in the case of Shmuel, there's no doubt in the world that it's the right value. Diamond ring for a pruta. What's below the connection between them? So that's why the Rishonim had shver that the Be'erkecha should exclude this case of Shmuel. So this is the question of the Rishonim. Say this is a question of the end of Shmuel. So Tais Bayos answers that Shmuel only said this his din when the Baalim is played it. When the Baalim is played his own hektish, then there's a din of Shmuel. When you're buying from the Gizbar, then it needs to be Be'erkecha, and then you need 3 or 10 people to tell you how much it's worth. It's Tais answers. Tais isn't so much Masbir what this teretz is. But in the Mishnah there in Bab Metzia, it's much more Mefurish. Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva. They say that the din of Shmuel was only said before it gets to the Gizbar. Then it's the Zerech Chilul. Then it can work Shavimona and Shavim Pruta. Mashin Kain. Once it's a Gilead Gizbar, then you need 3 people or 10 people, and you need Be'erkecha, then it's already a whole different Mahalach. So we have a little bit more of Agdar. It's totally when it's whether Gilead Gizbar or not Gilead Gizbar. But what's this magical state of Gilead Gizbar? Why does that change things? So the Ritva there adds in a line. The Ritva says Teda, that a person when he makdish something, so Hekdesh is a neder. You could be shale on your neder. All the dharm, you could be shale on your neder. But once it's Gilead Gizbar, says the Ritva, you cannot be shale on the neder. So too over here, when until it's a Gilead Gizbar, it's Derech Chilul. When it's a Gilead Gizbar, it's no longer Derech Chilul. So, well, we see, getting a little bit more clear the picture. We see 2 things that are totally by in Gilead Gizbar. You can be Shoy until it's a Gilead Gizbar, and you can be do the din of Shmuel until a Gilead Gizbar. But what's the Vart? What's the Yisoid? What happens when it's a Gilead Gizbar? So, Teich to be Rishonim here. It's Mavur. Teich Diktuk Lishonim. They're coming off a Gemara in Sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar by Shvius. Shvius is Teifes Damav. Person sells Peiros Shvius, so the money that you use to buy the Peiros Shvius also takes on a Dinei Shvius. So Machlokes there Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Is that only when you're paid to the Be'er Shvius Derech Mekach? Like you go to the store, to the vegetable man, fruit man, and you buy your fruits, then it's Teves Domov. But Derech Chilu, it's not Teves Domov. Or do we say that even Derech Chilu, it's Teves Domov? We're there in the Gemara that that by hekdesh it's soif, hekdesh is nischalel, bein derech chilul, bein derech mekach. To be saying that shvius is the same way, because it's called kodesh, so it works bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. Or now by shvius there's a niyut, and it only works bein derech mekach, and not bein derech chilul. So what does it mean derech mekach and derech chilul? What's the derech chilul, my hekdesh? So Pshat is clear, I also found Furish in this way, in the Or Sameach, Perak Zayin of Erechin, and the Stipler in Kiddushin and Simon Lam and Aleph. Both of them explain that it's two different Malachim. Chalul can be a Soy Dino. What Derech Mekach and Derech Chilul. Derech Mekach, as we said, you're really going to buy something from your friend. You're going to the store to buy fruits. That's Derech Mekach. And there's Halacha. You're buying fruits, and you bought the fruits of Shvias. Halacha is that the Kiddush is Nitfas on the money. And what am I hekdesh? It's the same idea. You do a mekach. So, what you do in a mekach, the meal of the kedusha is chal on the money. And there's another malach which is called derech chilul. Derech chilul is, you do this by yourself in a quiet room. You have one chayfet that has kedusha. And other chayfets, which does not have kedusha, chulin. And you say the kedusha that's on this chayfet of kodesh should go to that of chulin. There's no mekach, there's no one else involved. Just transferring the kedusha from one to the other. And that's called derech chilul. So it's not nisparsha in the Gemara when by hektish, when do we decide whether it's derech mekach? How do we or when do we decide that it's derech chilul? What's the deciding factor whether it's derech mekach or derech chilul? So I found Moshe in Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Perek Yud Bikurim, he says that anytime that the Bible themselves is buying it back, it's called chilul. Anytime someone else is buying it, it's called mekach. That's what he says. But I believe that in the Rishonim here, in Bava Metzia, they're saying it different together. They say that achi gili ar gizbar, then it's derech chilul. That's before Rishonim what they say. But once it's gili ar gizbar, then it's no longer derech chilul. What do they mean? It's rather derech mekach. These are the words of the Ramban. The ar gizbar shemoicher la'acher b'chdeik domim, that's, then you need erkecha. Here it's still the Rishus Bailim, and he has not yet given it to the Gizbar, and that's called Derech Chilul. So you see that something very monumental happens when you give it to the Gizbar. Until then, it's called Chilul. You're doing it by yourself. You give it to the Gizbar, now he's involved. You have to buy it back from the Gizbar. But the question is, though, that the Chor, nothing actually changed when you give it to the Gizbar. As soon as a person is makdish something, it already belongs to Hektish. The Gizbar might not know that you were makdish it, but it's his. If he does know, he can come and take it. It's his, it's Hektish's. So, the Gizbar is just a puppet, l'chayra. He's the one representing Hektish. But really, it belongs to Hektish straight away, as soon as you're makdish it. So why is there an afkamina? You mentioned before that the Ritva says that Shaila works until you give it to the Gizbar. You could be Shaila on your neder. Why talk is that telling in giving it to the Gizbar? So Baruch Hashem, this you know, the Ritva we find also in the Rashba and Tshuva, Chilek Dalet Simon Sadi Beis, that you could be Shaila on the Hekdesh until it gets to the Gizbar. And the Rashba's Masbir says the Rashba, even though we say Ami Rasul Gavoya, can be Rasul Hedya Dami. But it's not mamish kimisi rasul lahediot until you give it to the Gizbar. That comes for Rav. What's the word? It's haray. Kol hechad yisad he calls it drachmana yisad. So we see here a yisad. And even though it's true in Lomdis, it belongs to Hektish as soon as you're makdish it. But there's theoretical bailus and there's practical bailus. The point of Hektish is not that we have different objects around the world that belong to Hektish. That's quite irrelevant to Hektish. Hektish doesn't gain anything. The fact that you and your house were marked or something, if you're never going to give it to us. You have your Yisurim, you can't get nana from it. But Hektish as a body that's here to build the Beis HaMikdash and to fix the Beis HaMikdash is not going to have too much benefit from the fact that you have things in your house. What Hektish wants is to be able to use the objects. You have to bring it to the Gizbar. And with that, they're able to go use it. Now it's their hands in the foil. Now they can go do with it what they want. So that makes the bios of Hektish, it makes it actual. its actualization of the bialis of Hekdesh comes when you give it to the Gizbar. Maybe that's why you can be shaylid until it's a Giliad Gizbar. Before you give it to the Gizbar, so it's true it belongs to Hekdesh. But it's all Mikodach your neder. Hekdesh doesn't actually, not shaylid on it right now. They're not using it right now. So it's barely between me and my neder. So I can be shaylid on my neder. But once I give it to Hekdesh, so now Hekdesh has it. They want it. There's their man to Omar. It belongs to them. You want to get it out from them, you need to buy it from them. You can't just not be shaylid on your neder. Your neder was the impetus that it's Kaddish and it forced you to give it to the Gizbar. But now it's here by the Gizbar, now the story's over. Now you gotta deal with the Gizbar. And the same thing with Lagabe did a pigeon. Kozman, that when you're marked to something, as long as it's still by you, so you can be played between you and yourself. You don't have to involve the Gizbar. It's true Hekdesh might lose out from this, it's true. But the Gizbar, Hekdesh doesn't have anything befoil. In its chayfets. So when I'm going to be mechalal, it's really it's a dinu dvar between me and myself, between me and the chayfets. I don't want to involve any other person in it. But once the Giliad Gizbar, so now I need to buy it from him. Now it's derech mekach. Now I need to make a mekach umemgar with the Gizbar. I have to sit down at the negotiation table with the Gizbar, and you have to work out a deal that's good for both of us. That happens once it's a Giliad Gizbar. Maybe that's how the Rishonim understand the Yisrael of Shmuel. The Yisrael of Shmuel, the Hekdesh of Amon is only shy by something with Derech Chilu. When it all is, you're dealing with the Kedusha of the Chavetz per se. That's it and nothing more. You're not dealing with any bailus of anyone else. You're just dealing with the Chavetz. You have the ability to be paid even on a Shavet Pruta. Here, you're not giving Hekdesh the value that they deserve. What you're doing is you're just being Mechal of the Kedusha. The Mechal of Kedusha of Hekdesh is Derech Chilu. She has to be Chal on something. We learn out of a pasuk, you need Kesef or Shova Kesef. It has to be a Chal on something. So it's Chal on a Shova Pruta. That's what you're doing. Masha'in Kein, once it's Gilead Gizbar, then you need Berakacha, and you need people to evaluate it. Because now you have to make a deal with the Gizbar. And the Gizbar has to make sure that he gets the value that Hekdesh deserves. That's the story of what the Rishonim say. That's also what Teis Bayos means. Teis Bayos is mechalek by the Bailim and paid by himself. Then you have the Din of Shmuel. When the Gizbar is selling it, Teis says, then you don't have the Din of Shmuel. Teis isn't Masbir, but I think the Chil Teis says is whether there's a Bailim, whether there's a Gizbar. Once we get the Gizbar involved, there's no more Din of Shmuel. Even if the Gizbar is selling it back to the original owner. But once the Gizbar is involved, then you don't have the Neshmuel, because now it's a Mekach. Now you're doing Pidin Derech Mekach, and now you need Be'erkecha, and you need to have the people evaluating it. That's the way I would do the thesis. I found in Rashach there, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Bikurim, afterwards I found Rabbi Kiveger, the Goliadis in the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Erchin, both of them quote our thesis as saying, that when the Bailim is played it, then you have the Neshmuel. Kaver is just a potato chuviat has l'shayne. Rav Shach makes full esek out of it. What the word is, but by the word of taste is the chuviat says telling the bible, telling the gizbar. Once it's a Gilead Gizbar, then you no longer have the din of Shmuel. And you say it's like the Rishonim say there in Bar Metzia, because then it's considered derech mekach. However, there is another mahalach in this chiluk. From taste is in Menachis and Daf Ayin Aleph Mevez. The Rav Shach Matirin says taste this. Davka bial mud yochel to shavim moyne al shavim pruta. In Svara Shiyuha Kolechad Liftei Sektesh Chaveiroi Shav Man Al Shav Pruta V'Yikachenu Liatzmai. Taisa's only the Bailim can do this and no one else. So that's clear, Taisa's there. Even I agree that Taisa's Mechal between the Bailim and someone else. Taisa says a Svara L'chay, the Dvar Avram, in Chilak Aleph, Simin Tez Vav, Sivkotan Hei, in Hago. Says Dvar Avram, and Taisa's Mavur, what the heck, what the Vard is. Taisa says that it's a Svara. And how could it be that someone else can take what I was makdish, shavimoneh, and take it for himself with a pruta? What does Taisa mean? It's connected to the das of the neider. I gave this choshev diamond ring to Hekdesh. Someone comes with a pruta and takes it away. That's not what I meant. I meant that I went to give Hekdesh a lot of money. I gave it through a diamond ring, but my point was to give Hekdesh large, to marviach Hekdesh a lot. So it's going against the das of the neider when a person, someone else takes away the shabbat pruta. If he says there, it could very well be. If he wants to Gilead, that even once the Gilead gives birth, the Bible could do it. Taisa, they're saying is unique svara that someone else cannot do it. That is a svara of Taisa's in Menachas. In the Turi Evan in Megillah, and of Chav Gimel Medbeis, Turi Evan is also mechalik between the Bialim and someone else. Turi Evan says, two different svaras lechalik. Why the Bialim more than someone else? The point of both svaras is to say that the Bialim, he's still a Bialim to a certain degree, even once he was makdashit. And therefore, he has the ability to do this pidyon of Shmuel. Hashem is someone else has no sheiches, and he cannot do the pidyon of Shmuel. Why is he still a Bialim? Once he's makdashit, it's no longer his. Says to Turi Evan, because the Hekdash came from him, so he's the Bialim of the Hekdash, so that gives him the right to be paidit. That's one mahalach. He says another mahalach. He says, because you have the ability to be shoyal on it. Because you could be shoyal on the nether, so that makes you a bialim, hoyal, biyodoy, to be shoyal on it. So that gives you still a certain shaykhus of bialus. And mimela, that's why you could be doing the shmuel shavamone and shavapruta. Turi Evan says it to answer a question that he has. Marin Bechiris is mavur that when doing pidyon petra chamar, you either do it with a seh, or you do it b'shavyoy. You do it with the value of the chamar. With anything, you can do it with vegetables, what you want. We learn that from hektish, just like hektish, you can do a pidyon b'shavyoy. Also by petra chamar, you can do a pidyon b'shavyoy. Ask Turi Evan, why do you need shavyoy davka to give the actual value of the chamar? Just do it on a pruta, like hektish. Hektish works shavamana and shavapruta. So also by pidyon petra chamar, it should work shavamana and shavapruta. He answers to Turi Evan, and no, only the bialim can do it by hektish. And why the bialim? Either because the hektish came through him, or because he could be shoyel. Mashen came and pidyon petra chamar. When the kedusha comes me'elov, it's min hashamayim, and you can't be shoyel on it. So maybe the bialim is like someone else, and he cannot be pointed. That's the svara of the Turi Evan. But this teretz olad only works with his mahalach. Lafi teizim menach, it's not going to work. Teizim menach is saying a unique svara why someone else cannot do it, because that goes against what I wanted. It's not that you need bailus; it's just that someone else cannot do it. So it came by pidyon petra chamar. It's going to be shver. The question is still shver. Why can't you be paid with the shavah pruta? And kibbutzum also it's shver on the other mishnah. They say there's enough kamin of derech mekach and derech chilul. Mechayra there, it's derech chilul. There's no one else. There's no gilia gizbar and petra chamar. If either mishnah after we could say, copy the question from petra chamar, we could say after that even though there's no gizbar, but there's a koyin. Every pidyon petra chamar is supposed to be mamon koyin. So by being paid in on shavah pruta, you're being master the koyin. Actually, that's also in derech mekach, and it would not work shavimone and shavapruta. Another point here about the Zinah Shmuel is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Erechin, Halacha Ches, Rambam brings down the Zinah Shmuel. Rambam says, V'imavar v'chilu an apach mi shavayin, chilek to shavimone shavimei adiner, chilu al shavapruta, reitzeb hodui, yotze, l'chulu nemutra l'yana isbay. Rambam says that it worked. It's chulin and now you can use it. So Krieger here in the Gilim of the Rambam brings a Taisus opinion is that you need that for the Bailim. What he seems to be mayor is that the Rambam doesn't tamashma that way. The Rambam doesn't make any mention of Davka the Bailim. So Minchas Chinuch also in Mitzvah of Beis or Isdalid says that the Shita is Timas Rambam is Mashma that he argues. And he holds that even someone else can be paid to Shavimon and Shavavruta. So in Cain, it's again Shver, the question that Rishayim asked, Shver in the Rambam. How we enter the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that you need three people or 10 people, and it's ma'akev, this number. So in the Dvar Avram, Chelak Beis, Simen Chav Dalet, Sikotan Gimel, says that Lulu de Mistafina, Ote Big Chiddush, that the shear of Gimel or 10, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, is not ma'akev in the pidyon, the chaloisa pidyon. Rather, it's ma'akev in the Shuma. So in that less than 3 or 10, it's not called a Shuma. It's not called that you evaluated it, Bichla. But the Gemara there is not dealing with the din of pidyon. So maybe like this, as it's right from. When a person wants to do pidyon, shoveh de shoveh, derech mekach, so if you didn't value it with 3 or 10 people, then it's not called the shuma. And the shuma is not a shuma, you didn't do a good pidyon b'chlal. Trying to pidyon the derech shuma, derech shove b'shove. And she ain't gain when you really didn't shmuel. Didn't shmuel is you're saying, hektish, take a hike. I'm going on my own right now. I want to be mechalel, a diamond ring on a pruta. So you're anyway not doing the mahalach of shuma. So it's not ma'akev. When you're trying to go with the shove b'shove, then this is the way to do a shuma, and that's ma'akev. But if you want to do something which is usher to do the mahalach of shmuel, but it's usher. But if you went and did that mahalach of shmuel, so it's chal. And that's how the Rambam can explain it in shmuel, and it's not a stira to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Another point here about the zin of shmuel is the Tesis Rid. There in Bamitzia, Daf Mem Zayin, my Aleph. Tesis Rid explains that the yisrael din of shmuel, says the Rid, is that really there's a chil of a pruta. But when a pruta has gone out and is nitfas, and the chul, a pruta of hektish, mele the whole thing goes out. The Mechi Omar, harez izeye mechul bepruta zu, kochahi pruta. Shakodesh evis is damav. That pruta is kodesh. A mechi nitfasahi pruta bikdusha, yata akli lechule, shuvin moyalin boy, dhaba atalya. Came in the kodesh, sheni nitfas bikdusha, kodesh vision yotzel yotzel lechule. Once the chulin is nitfas bikdusha, the nail of the whole kodesh goes out to chulin. Tezrid goes on to compare this to me'ila. The din is that if one is moyal and a shavet pruta, so it's called me'ila, and not only does that pruta go out to chulin, but everything goes out to chulin. The whole kli goes out to chulin. It's not so pushing in the Rishayin, it's in Bapatia, Daf Sanites. He's nostalgic about this. But the Rid holds that the whole thing goes out to chulin. Tezrid, it's the same yisoid. By kodesh, once a chelik has gone out, the whole thing goes out to chulin. That's the way it works, the mahalach of Shmuel. One other point here about Shmuel. The lachayr, the din of Shmuel, is based on the fact that Einoy Nola Hektish. Einochay Nogdeyla Mizu. Maisan Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, it's before this way. It's only because of the din of Einoy Nola Hektish. Says Rashi, Rashi, Einoy Shmuel, Ki Echid Yismai Einoy Nola, Einoy Nam Yimim Bitol Mekach. Just like Hektish was excluded from Einoy, it's also Yismai from Bitol Mekach. However, in Fury Shainim we find not this way, that even on the Tzad, the Mar Danz and Bukhari Stafir Gimel, other places that Yeshay Nola Hektish, but it's still not a serious of the din of Shmuel. You said it, Rami, I found in the Oros to the Knesset Rishainim from Yaakov David Ilan. And even if Yeshay Nola Hektish, but still we could have the din of Shmuel. So it's also Bufurish in the Shita and Bukhiris, Daf Yur Gimel and Beis. Also, Mashmim this way in the Rambam. The Rambam brings the din of Einoy Nola Hektish in Hilchos Mechira. And yet the din of Shmuel, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Erchim. That's the Rambam that the Chalukim Yisaydina. But what can be the Pshat? How can it be that Yesh Einoy Nola Hektish, it's all the din of Shmuel, like we asked. Hare Avada, this is Einoy. So the Yisayd, the Shita says there in Bechir, it says the Shita the following. Even if Hektish Yesh Lo Einoy, but hektish of a money shechilah shav pruta mechulo, haynu b'miskavin. Aba betos, have a mina de shayna. When you're trying to get the exact amount and you made a mistake, then it's shayach ayna. Could be an erjeshayna al hektish ayna otaka bi ayna. But the case of Shmuel is, you're not trying b'chal to get the right amount. You're even mechal shav money shav pruta. You could care less about hektish. So there, it's a different mahalach. There it works even on the side of Einar. There's b'chol not midin Einar. I explained like we said until now. This is b'yisod midin chilul. It's not midin Einar b'chol. So therefore we can care less about hektish. Mashiach, when you're trying to make an equal trade with hektish, then it's shaykh parash of Einar. So for sure when you're doing that with the gizbar, it's shaykh to make an Einar hektish on the side of Yesh Einar hektish. I think it's before in our Gemara, this yisod achilk is before in our Gemara. And it's not only when you're making an etik with a gizbar. Gemara wants to say that the machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish is totally in Shmuel. If you hold that midaraisa ain't tzarich las lo yedomim, then it's kishmuel. If you hold that midaraisa tzarich las lo yedomim, then it's not like Shmuel. Gemara says no, kule alma is lo deshmuel. And here it's a question of lechatchila. So Rashi's girsa in the Gemara was by miskavim lechalaloi. They're going to be exact Rashi different girsa. Here we're talking about miskavim lechalaloi. Our Gersh Lamar is Lechatchila B'diyeved, the place also explains that Alfidak or Sharashi, that there's a certain mahalach when a person is not B'chalal trying to get the equal amount. That's Shmuel. You're just trying to be B'chalal. So you could do that. It's usher to do that. But if you did it, it's chal. In our mission, you're trying to be a good Jew. Even though it's not a Gilead Gizbar. It's between you and yourself. It's derech chilu. But you're trying to be a good Jew. You're trying to get a shavah b'shavah. But there was a mistake. They didn't appraise it well the first time. But here, the mahalach is the mahalach of shavah b'shavah. So here, Reish Lakish holds that tzarech la'aslo dam dvar Torah. Because when you're trying to get the right amount, so it has to be taka the right amount. You're trying to do the lechatchila oifen, and it has to be done lechatchila. You have to get the right amount. It's also this is what the Bashit and Bechayrus is saying. That Yeshan al Hetish could apply that only b'derech mekach, could also apply b'derech chila, but when you're trying to be honest. When you're trying to do shavet b'shavet. So then if you messed up, then it's aina. But in the case of Shmuel, the whole mahalach is unrelated to aina. It's entirely separate. You're miskavin l'chalala. So there, it's nothing to do with aina. It's, you have a koyach to mechalal hektish, even kineged the rotzon of hektish, you have a koyach to mechalal hektish. That's mahalach Shmuel, it's unrelated to the din of aina. Well, another point here, is the Gemara that brings at the end, the memory of Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda says, that we say the hektish ain aina, it's l'chumra. Means that a few pachtim de aina chayzer. The Ravid in Shita in Bamati and Zion speaks out that even though all the other things are in Ismayit from Aina, it means Lakula. Karaka, Shtaros, everything else that's Ismayit is Lakula that you could be, there's no problem with Aina Bechlal. Hektish is Lachumra. What's the difference? Says Ravid, because it's Be'erkecha, see here the Torah is coming to tell me that you need the right amount. So we talked about it before that not by definition is Tira. To ain't enough hektish. Because ainah means be'erech, but you're still at least trying to get the right amount. But Rav Chisda holds that way. Rav Chisda holds that because hektish is ismayit from ainah, and we know that you need the right value, karacha means it has to be exactly the right value. In order to be in the kind be'erech. That's the halach of the right. The shita, the rush in the shita there in Matthias has a different malach. He says, that normally, that pachas midei no, ainoi chayzer, it's because the person is meichel. It's a small amount. No. Okay. By hektish, it's not shaykh mechila. That's why Rav Chisda told that even pachas midei no, by hektish is chayzer. Now we come to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, reizu tachas ola tachas chatas lo yamar klum. Person does tmura and he doesn't say tachas zu, or he doesn't say sheyeshli bebesi, and it's not chalat tmura. Why not? The Gemara doesn't tell us anything. But the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos makes a drasha. Says the Rambam says in the pasuk lo yachali fenu, v'lo yamir oisoi. It's mashma that we need the carbon to be miyuchad. If you're doing tzmura on a carbon that's not specified which carbon it is, then it's not tzmura. V'chor the zahara that by nedarim we see that a person can make a neder a koinam. The matvis in a carbon, even though the carbon is not specified. Mishnah Nedarim Daf Yud, Ke'ayla, Ke'ishim, Ke'imra, Ke'dirim. A person just mentions a carbon, Ayla. And that's not Fasa. He doesn't need to say Ayla Zu. Mishnah Fasa of Nedarim and Fasa of Tamura. The Teretz is a Chara Pashat. And by Tamura, what you're coming to do is you're going to do something to the Kedusha on the Tamura. Coming to be might see it. So therefore you need to be specified which carbon you're being named in. When you say that this kikar is usher to me like a kainam, like a carbon, we don't care which carbon it is. You're not coming to change anything in the kedusha of that carbon. That carbon should stay a carbon. Because this kikar should be usher just like that carbon is usher. So there's no need to mention the name of that carbon, which carbon it is. Even though there's a mahalach of tmura, which the Gemara says in Daf Tes, is tarvayu kachi. So, Chari, you're not coming to do anything to the Kedusha of the carbon that's already there. However, the Dvar Avram already speaks out in Chilek Aleph, Simit HaZvav, Seif Zivkas HaNvav, that Avad Tzmura, Tavari Kachi, is not Kipshutai. They just want to be Makdash another carbon. They wouldn't have an Isra of Tzmura. More means Tavari Kachi, says in Dvar Avram, is by Hachlafa, you want that the Deimas Kaida Shigwat Techulin should be yours. You want that, it's, that the whole thing goes out for your Shimush, for your Bailus. Changing it by tmura, you don't care about the bailus. Bailus can stay by hektish. But you want that the kedusha should be paka from the original carbon. and be chal on this one. Whether both in tumur or in achlofa, trying to do something to the carbon, and that's why you have to say takas oilazu. That's the side of our Mishnah according to the Rambam. One last point. The Mishnah is before, then you say li oila, so it means demei. That's why even when you said it on a matmei or a balas mum, which are not kaddish lagufam, they are kaddish lademei. The Gemara's medayik, if you'd say it on a kevel, la oila la asham, then it'd be chalim dushi saguf, with the like a Rav Shimon. This Gemara is a big haran, we spoke about earlier on daf yutes, the Shita Sarambam, it's near the Shita Sarambam, in Perak Tazvav, Meisar Kabbalah Salacha Hei, that if a person is matdish in a keva, as an oila or an asham, lidomim, then it's not chal kedush saguf. Only when you're actually kedush saguf do you say migu denachs. Or you're makdish a zachar lidomav. If you're makdish in a keva lidomeha, then we do not say migu denachs. Ram says you only say it when it's roi lemizbeach, to be makir van lemizbeach. Roi means lafuke in a keva. That's connected to Gemara here. Here the Gemara says that when you say lidme, it's li oila and li asham, it's still chal kedush saguf, lefid hachachamim. That's Erech in Gadol Meisr, Mr. Zalman. There in Perek Tazov, Alokhei asks this question in the Rambam. What's to be told in the Machlekes HaMoraim in Shavuos? And in understand so clearly, Bakoponim, the Gemara here, stemming from Riata, there is Shver in the Rambam. Hadron Lachkeitza Marimim, Baruch Hashem Yerzeichet, to learn this Perek. Previous Prokem, a lot of you say this. In Kedush of Karbonais, Vlodis, Tmurais, Chatois HaMesais, Pidin Hektish, Baruch Hashem, a lot of the Yesodis of Kachim we find in these Prokem in Tmura.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.